Yeah, so this is my place. I'm just upstairs on the second floor, but we have to be extra quiet. I think my downstairs neighbor is part cat. I get a note from her if she thinks I've been moving furniture too loudly. Anyway, just let me get the door. There. Now we don't have to whisper so much. I swear, I would move out tomorrow if I could find a place that wasn't miles away from the subway. But you know how it is, right? Anyway, sorry. I didn't invite you up here just to listen to me moan on, did I? Well, at least not like that. Why don't you come through and have a seat on the couch? I'm just gonna find some music to set the mood, and there we go. Squeeze up so I can sit next to you. Oh, not moving? Well, I guess that means I have to sit on your lap. Hello there. Wait, just move your keys out of the way. I'm sitting right on them. Better. No, keep all your hands on my waist, greedy boy. This isn't a race. Oh no, I'm allowed to move my hands and you keep yours still. In fact, I'm just gonna slide them under your shirt. Aren't you a bit warm with this on? Why don't you let me just help you off with it? Much better. You like it when I kiss your neck? Watch those hands. Okay. I'll tell you what. I'll take my shirt off too. But that still means no touching from you, okay? Keep it to my waist. Good boy. Your lap is getting kind of lumpy and uncomfortable again. I'm just gonna turn around and face you properly. Put my thighs on either side of you like that. Isn't that better? Hey, I said wash those hands. That's right. Take them off me for now, greedy boy. I'm driving. Don't pull that face. Are you gonna pretend you don't like me straddling you like this? Pressing down on you like this? Good boy. That's what I thought. Wait a minute. Before we go any further, there's just one thing I need to make clear, okay? What kind of answer is that? Don't just go yes at me. You're in my home, and you should mind your manners, okay? Now, yes what? Yes, ma'am. Clever boy. That's more like it. Now, like I was saying, there's something I need to make clear before we go any further. I have this kind of rule with first dates. You know how some girls won't kiss until the second date, or others won't split the bill unless they plan to see someone again, yada, yada, yada. It's kind of like that. Yes, I noticed we're already kissing on the first date, cheeky boy. Now, my rule is that I get to go first. If I go out with a boy and I decide I like him, then he gets to, well, fuck me on the second date. But only if I get to fuck him on the first date. You look kind of confused. Let me put it this way. Have you ever tried playing with your ass at all? No. Well then, have you ever heard of pegging? Oh, you haven't. See, it works like this. I want to focus on just you tonight. I want to be the one driving, if you get what I'm saying. And then, if we go on a second date, It'll be your turn next time. No, you just sit there a second. I need to go fetch a couple things. Here we are. This is just a little bottle of lube, and well, this is my strap-on. So you've seen one of these before, haven't you? Maybe in that kind of super fake lesbian porn where both girls moan for the camera. Well, I'm gonna use it to fuck you. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Calm down. What did you think I meant? You just thought I meant to be on top of you. Well, I will be, just in a slightly different position to how you maybe imagined. No, I know you've never done this before, silly boy. You just told me that. Don't worry. It's not a big strap-on. And I know what I'm doing. We'll go slow. Oh. You don't want to? Do you want me to stop kissing you as well? Touching you on your chest. Kissing your neck. You want me to stop grinding down on your lap like this? You don't want me to stop, do you? You want me. Well, this is the price you're gonna have to pay. I do this to every boy I bring home. No exceptions. Either they let me go first, let me fuck them with my strap on, or they never get to see me again. But the boys who come back for second dates, who got to fuck me however they wanted, well, let's just say I've had no complaints. Just say yes. There's a good boy. It'll only be this time, I promise. Next time I'll be all yours. Excuse me, what did I just tell you about telling me yes? Remember your manners. That's better. Good boy. Now, you just keep sitting there, but take off those pants for me. Boxers too. That's right. I want to see what I'm working with. Oh no, I'm not taking anything else off. This strap's right over my jeans. If you want to see the rest of me, that's second date material. Good boy. Look at you. You don't sound sure, but you're hard, aren't you? At least one very important part of you is excited by this. Now pass me that cushion. I'm gonna push it under your ass like this just to raise you up a little. Just lie back for me. Good boy. Isn't that comfy? I'm going to tell you what I'm doing, so I'm just going to squirt some lube on my fingers here and warm you up a little bit. I know it's cold. No squirming. You'll thank me for it later. See, I'm just rubbing it around the outside of your hole there, nice and gentle. Then I'm going to take one fingertip and push it just a little bit. Just a little, see? That's not so bad, is it? Oh, I know it feels strange. Don't worry. You're doing great. I'm going to push my finger and just up to the first knuckle, see? With all that lube it went in without any trouble at all. And I can work it a little deeper. In and out. Oh, I can see you biting your lip there. Still a little uncomfortable. Don't worry. I know what I'm doing. Just a bit more lube. And I'm going to push the tip of my second finger in. Don't tense up. Try to relax. There's a good boy. Just one more push. There. You're doing very well. Keep breathing. And I'm just going to work a little deeper. Now I've got two fingers inside of you. if I just curl them a little. Oh, you jumped. Don't you like how that feels? That's your prostate. There's going to be plenty more where this came from. Just a little deeper. Curve them a little more. You're so tight down here. I can tell this is all new to you. Just keep breathing. I think you're ready. And I'm getting impatient. I'm going to pull my fingers out now. They didn't feel that bad, did they? Oh, you're still not convinced. Just wait and see how you feel about the main event. Don't worry. I'm going to put plenty of lube on my strap-on so you've got nothing to worry about. And then I'm going to put your legs up over my shoulders like this. And all you need to do is lie back. Got it? Yes, ma'am, again. You're learning so quickly. What a good boy. I'm just getting lined up. Oh, can you feel me pressing against your hole? And I'm just going to push slowly forwards. Where's the head inside? Can you feel me inside you? You're biting your lip again. Still kind of hurt. Just relax and let me in. I'm just gonna push a little deeper. Don't worry, slow. 1 inch at a time. Good boy. You're taking this so well. I know it still feels strange. Don't worry. Almost there. One more push, and I'm all the way inside you. Now just take a minute to breathe. Get used to me like a good boy. Now I'm gonna start moving. Just push my hips up against yours and back out again. Nice and slow. You felt that, didn't you? Was that a moan? No. Let it out. There's nothing to be ashamed of. I'm gonna thrust into you again. And out again. And a little faster. Deeper. Here we go. You're taking me so good. Does that feel good? I hear you moaning again. You're being such a good boy. I think you can take it a little harder now, don't you? There we go. Thrusting in, out. With your legs over my shoulders. Now I'm really fucking you properly. That's it. Keep moaning for me. And touch your cock. It's okay to feel good from this. There's nothing to be ashamed about. I don't want you to stroke yourself while I fuck you. Good boy. That's it. You take my cock in that tight little ass. Now I'm gonna go faster. You can take it. God. It's so hot seeing you under me like this. Fuck. You're wide open for me. Yeah, keep playing with your cock. I want to see you come. You can do that, can't you? Be a good boy and come for me. Because you want there to be a second date, don't you? That's what I thought. Keep fucking stroking for me. You keep taking it, just like that. Yeah, right there. Fuck. Yeah. You take my cock all the way inside you and moan for me. Show me how much you like it. You like it what? Remember your manners. Good boy. I want you to come for me. I'm gonna come while I'm fucking you, and I want you to come when I do, understand? Right there. That's it. You take my cock in your ass. You move me and say my name while I'm fucking you. Fuck.
right there. Mm-hmm. You take it. You fucking come for me. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, look what you've done, messy boy. Now, I'm just gonna pull out slowly so I can clean myself up, and you should probably take a shower. And there's a train back in the direction of your place in like 20 minutes. Oh, you wanted to stay longer? Too bad. You'll just have to be a patient boy and wait for our second date. I promise you won't regret it.